and Finance. It is May 30th. It is 1:14 p.m. We're going to hear CS for House Bill number 2001. Before we take any action on, we want to have Mr. Armstrong and Mr. Teal walk through what is before us. Go ahead. Oh, President Table, Senator Olson, Senator Hoffman, Senator McKinnon, Senator Michicki, Senator Bishop, Senator Dunleavy, and myself, Senator Kelly. Go ahead, Mr. Armstrong.
Thank you. Through the chair, James Armstrong, Seth, Senator Kelly. The bill changed twice in the other body. The House Finance Committee changes have four key provisions. If a supermajority vote is obtained, it fully funds to the statutory level of 5880 for the K-12 foundation formula. It's roughly $16.5 million more than the Conference Committee adopted in House Bill 72. All the bargaining units are restored and funded. Page 64 approves the language, sections 4 through 6. Pages 29 through 62 lists the funding sources. It also has a provision, increases for the non-coverage, contingent on the governor's veto of House Bill 176. That's $11.8 million. Again, the funding is on sections 4 to 6, pages 29 to 62. And there is a unallocated reduction on page 25, lines 24 through 25 of $29.8 million, which kind of corresponds with the covered and the non-covered pay increases. If the supermajority access is not obtained, the K-12 foundation formula remains prorated at the level in House Bill 72 at 98.6. All the bargaining units are rejected and the COLA increases are not funded. Same holds true for the non-covereds. And there is still an unallocated reduction of 29.8 within it. Last night, Amendment 15 on the other body's floor added $15 million in CBR funding for the following items. Parents as teachers, $700,000. Pre-K grants, $2 million. Office of Children's Services, Frontline Social Workers, $2.5 million. The Senior Benefits Program, $2.8 million. Alaska Marine Highway System, $1,750,000, $5 million for the University of Alaska, and $250,000 for public broadcasting. Amendment 15 also added some federal funding of $681,700. Talked to Mr. Teal this morning. It's just straight federal funding. It's not identified as CHIPRA funding, and David can, is that correct? And Amendment 15 also caps the FY15 CBR access to a maximum of $500 million. So those are the major changes to the bill that was passed on to this body this morning.
If you could kind of walk us through this. The reason we're in special session is that the governor did not have a fully funded budget. He's concerned about that as well. He should be. Does this thing that came over fund the budget?
Mr. Chairman, for the record, I'm David Teal, Director of Legislative Finance Division. It does not fully fund the budget. The FY16 supermajority vote gives access to $15 million, as Mr. Armstrong listed them. And that is the limit for the maximum amount that can be drawn from the Constitutional Budget Reserve Fund.
And how much is needed from the savings account to fully fund the budget?
Roughly $3
billion. So we've got a $15 million answer to a $3 billion problem. Any other questions? Okay. Hearing none, we're going to recess to a call of the chair.
Recess.
And we'll come back a little later on with a Senate version of what we're going to do. We are recessed. So call the chair.
I was talking to Senator Kelly. I don't know.